This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of treasuring the here and now. Recently, I had a person very close to me experience sudden loss, and it only underscored for me how precious each moment is. I also recently talked about mastering a life lesson to the point where I felt as though I could safely put a check mark next to that box. This is an area that is truly still a work in progress for me. And that is in part because I am really a dreamer. I live with a lot of expectation. I believe in standing on God's promises. And so if something new is going on and I'm expecting that new door to open in my life or a new season to take off, I am already 6-9 months out ahead trying to, in my own mind, figure out how everything is going to unfold. The same is true that if I am having a problem, I am saying, oh my goodness, it's pretty bad today. Is it going to all fall apart in 6 months from now? And so this is where my work lies, you know, really focusing on being as present as I possibly can. Something as simple as uninterrupted dinner time with my family, rather than being preoccupied with my to-do list and all that I have to do after dinner. The words that keep me grounded are, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. James 4:14. Tomorrow, let's talk about loving gracefully. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, let's stay present and treasure our life's moment here and now.